listen now for Call to Worship, a half-hour program dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by the Zion Chapel in Holland.
Upholds the faltering feet and makes the weak securely stand. The burdened ones bow down with grief, are helped by His most gracious hand. The eyes of all upon Thee wait. By Thee their wants are all supplied. Thy open hand is bountiful, and every soul is satisfied. Today from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10. Last week we read from chapter 3 concerning John the Baptist and his message. Here, John is in prison, sends some of his disciples to ask the Lord Jesus. In the third verse we read, "Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "Go and show John again those things which ye do and hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me." And as they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, "What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of woman, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And he, if ye will receive it, this is Elijah which was to come. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the markets, and calling unto their fellows, and saying, We have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and ye have not lamented. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, He hath the devil. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Behold, a gluttonous man, and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. Let's come before the Lord, giving thanks for Him sending the message promised by Isaiah, that one would come to prepare the way before the Lord. Let's pray that He will also prepare the way before us, that we might become poor in spirit and have the blessing here that the Lord Jesus, the message He gave to the disciples of John, the poor have the gospel preached to them. Our Father, we give thanks for this word. We give thanks for all of Thy word. We give thanks for all of the prophets that have been sent. We think of Moses. We think of Samuel. We think of David. We think of all the others, both mentioned and their books written. And we give thanks above all that it could be said to Moses, A prophet like unto thee I will raise up, him shall the people hear. And that, Father, thou hast given Christ, thy Son, now a prophet, priest, and king for us. And we pray in his name that the Holy Spirit might be given to us, that we understand these words that we have read, that we understand the message of John the Baptist as it was given for those then at that time, prophesied long before already by Isaiah, then fulfilled and now recorded, that we can read it and we can hear it. We pray, Father, that this message might be used for us today to revive the church, to awaken and save many in the world, to prepare the way before Christ, to make us to come to that right repentance, to that right submission, that we might know our need of a Savior, that we might know the need of one to die for us, one to rise again, to give us new life. We pray, Father, for these blessings, first of all. We pray also for the blessings needed by many, all of us needing Thy blessings in nature as well as grace. We pray for the sunshine and the rain to be given. We pray for those who are without these blessings and starvation and suffering, the homeless, the war-torn lands, those suffering under the terrible shocks of the earthquakes and the calamities that have come. We pray, Father, for broken homes. We pray for husbands, for wives, for children. We pray for those in older age. We pray for the widows and the widowers, for the sick, the injured. We pray, Father, that health might be given to many, and for those that must remain in their beds, that they might be prepared for the hour of death, and all of us that we might be prepared, for Thou hast told us that it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Teach us and prepare us through and because of Christ. Amen. As we think once again of this prophet, John the Baptist, the statement the Lord Jesus said, And what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it was written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. That was given already by Malachi. It was given as well by Isaiah. And he did come. The angel told Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, was an older man, Zacharias and Elizabeth having no children, the angel coming telling him that John would be born and his name would be called John, and that he would prepare the way before the Lord Jesus. All of that is written. All of that was planned. All of that was made known by God to those at that time, and much of it that still can be made known to us today. What a blessing if we have that for which John was given. Again, reading, to a messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Prepare the way before Christ. Have you ever been prepared? Prepared to receive the Lord Jesus? As John wrote in his gospel, to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Yes, those received him who were prepared, not born of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, as the next verse tells us, but of God. God, both by his Spirit and his Word, preparing sinners to receive Christ. Some of you may say, oh, I know all of that. I've heard that. Let's hear something else. One song says, those that know it best seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. If there's one thing we need reviving in the church of knowing our need of Christ to be prepared for it. The last church spoken of in the book of Revelation, the last church spoken to in the Bible, the Laodiceans, they said they were rich and in need of nothing. They thought they had it all. They thought they were right. But the Lord Jesus said to them, you are poor and wretched and miserable and naked and blind. They were poor, but they didn't know it. Here we read the Lord Jesus answering the question of John's disciples. John being in prison, he's sending these disciples, two of his disciples, and says, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? And the Lord Jesus said the miracles that took place, but one thing especially that we ought to take note of in this 11th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, in the last part of the 5th verse, the poor have the gospel preached to them. We could take that in many ways, but especially in one way, we need to know it. And that is, as the Lord Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit. This is what John did. And for those who heard John, we may believe they became poor in spirit. You remember what we read last week from the 3rd chapter of the Gospel of Matthew? John called those who came before him, both the leaders, the very religious, as well as the multitude, the soldiers, the publicans, some from all walks of life, some of the most proud, straightest sect of the Jews, the Pharisees, as Paul was one of them, and as he described them later, being such himself. But John said, a generation of vipers. Who wouldn't feel poor if you believe that? It's true, not all of them believed it, especially those that thought they were rich. Later, when they came to the Lord Jesus and said, who gave thee authority to do these things? He said, I will also ask you one question. The ministry of John, was it of God or of men? And they didn't want to answer. They said, if we say of men, the people will stone us, for they held John to be a prophet. And they said, if we say of God, Then the Lord Jesus will say, well, then why didn't you believe him? And they didn't. They wouldn't believe him. They wouldn't receive him. We can see that, Father, the Gospel of Matthew, when the Lord Jesus was again asked and spoken to. Later, in that same context, he said of John, the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom before of God before you. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and you believed him not. When he told them they were a generation of vipers as well as others, they didn't believe it. And then the Lord just went on to say, and ye believed him not, but the publicans and the harlots believed him. They believed they were poor, wretched, miserable, naked, blind. They believed him. And the Lord Jesus says, they go into the kingdom of God before you. And then he said, even them taking note of that, they accused him of eating and drinking with sinners. And it said, when ye had seen it, repented not afterward that ye might believe him. Do you see now why Christ said, the poor have the gospel preached to them? Those in repentance become poor. They know they're worthless before God, sinners in his sight. Yes, sinners and lost sinners. Such sinners, they are apart from God. As we quoted a moment ago from the Gospel of John, who were born not of blood. We're not rich in that way. John the Baptist said to both the Pharisees and the multitudes, the very religious, the most religious, and the multitudes made up of all kinds of people, as we already described them, all of them together. He said, generation of vipers, bring forth fruits meet for repentance. Did the axe is laid to the root of the tree, and every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit shall be hewn down. They that heard it, like these publicans and harlots, they became poor in spirit. They knew what they needed. It is true, they asked what they had to do, and in becoming poor, they knew they had nothing good. Like the publican, the Lord Jesus described in comparison to the Pharisee. The Pharisee stating, Lord, I thank thee that I am not as other men are. And he goes on to describe them, the sinners that he thought others were. And then even this publican. But the publican, poor, so poor, in spirit. We read he didn't dare to lift up his eyes toward heaven. He smote upon his breast. He had a poor, sick heart, filled with sin. It pricked him, bothered him, probably much like the people on the day of Pentecost. He cried out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He probably had been taught by John the Baptist, made his way to the temple, had a true worship of God, different than many of the others. One of the times when the Lord Jesus was asked by what authority he did this, he drove out the money changers of the temple, overthrew their tables. And these scribes, these rulers, these in authority, didn't like that. Said, who gives you this authority? As we already said before, the answer of the Lord Jesus was, you tell me of the baptism of John. Where did it come from? It came from God. It came, as Isaiah said, 700 years before that it would come. Described it plainly in Isaiah chapter 40. Then, as I said earlier, the angel told Zechariah he was going to be born. All of that God planned, God gave, God did. God is God, the God who in the beginning said, let there be light, the God who created this world, who spoke it by the word of his mouth, who spoke it through his Son. We must learn that he is God and we are the rebellious sinners, often proud instead of poor. Yes, in the church as well as outside the church. Someone called me a few moments ago and we were talking about the church as well as the world. And the sad fact of 50% of our homes, one half, that enter into marriage end in separation and divorce. And as that person said, can't hardly believe it, but it is said that it is as bad in the church as in the world. What does that tell us about the church? It tells us of pride. Pride. A lot of divorce comes of pride. I'm too good for the other person. I'll go on with my life without them. I'm good, they're bad. I've heard terrible things said one of another. They'll say them before a judge. They'll say them after being sworn in to sit on the witness stand against those they've promised to love and to cherish and to be together with till death do them part. They say they will answer to the question, will you swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, the whole truth, and then proceed to lie about one another, to make them worse than they are. And yes, in the church, is it any wonder that the Lord Jesus would say to these here, these religious people, these who thought they were high and mighty, they who could question the Lord Jesus. And he's saying to them, for John came unto you in the way of righteousness. Righteousness. Get your lives where they're supposed to be. Take away the crookedness. Make straight paths to the Lord. We have all come in such a place that the only righteousness that we can really do is repent and believe. That's all. Repent. Change our thinking. Change from our proud ways to becoming poor. Poor before God. Yes, poor in the church. Poor in the pulpit. Poor in the seminary. I could read all through the ages of those who were born and were educated and then later had to learn they were still poor, lost sinners after having a university or a seminary training and graduation. I can read of it. I can give you the name of ministers that wrote of it themselves, wrote their own testimony, what they were, what they believed, what they wanted to do, who they wanted to imitate, other men, men of reputation. We need to come as John did. We need to come as he said when the people came to him and spoke and said, do you know that this Jesus is there and that people are coming to him, the same baptizeth and all men come to him? John answered, a man can receive nothing except to be given him from heaven. Yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom which standeth and heareth him rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. John was satisfied in having seen Christ, heard Christ, being able to declare before those sinners, the generation of vipers, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. What a message. We may call them that. They're vipers, they're snakes. Evil, wicked. Not only does John do that, the psalmist does it. Paul here speaks about the poison of asps is under their lips. Lies, lies, lies. Tongue that is set on fire of hell, if there ever were any. It was these religious people here that wouldn't listen to John, of which Christ said, and you saw what the publicans did, you saw what the harlots did in repenting, and you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't repent afterwards. Repentance is not earning anything. Though John did tell them not to do what they had been doing, not to do wrong, also told them to do right. He that hath two coats, let him give to him that hath none. He that hath bread, to do likewise. But for the tax collectors, don't exact any more than you're supposed to. The soldiers, when they ask, don't do violence to any man. But basically, it's to empty our wicked path so we can go as poor sinners to the Lord. We've got a path full of rubbish, a path full of wickedness, and along with it, pride, pride, pride. Yes, what separates in the church today? Pride. Probably more than anything else. We could say along with it, ignorance. Some people say, well, they don't believe like we do. But maybe they believe better than you do. I think I've seen enough to that, where people will mock. Sometimes one will say, well, so-and-so preached a pretty good sermon, even though he was such-and-such, listing what denomination or what they'd be characterized at. Yes, here, these people didn't know if John was a prophet. And they certainly didn't believe the Lord Jesus was sent from God, one with God, the true Messiah. They were rich in themselves, in their thinking. And that had to be changed, had to be emptied. When a woman makes a meal, you don't want it served on the dishes of the time before. You don't want it served on dirt. You want a clean plate. If that plate is cleaned, nothing is earned. That doesn't bring food on the plate. It just simply empties it, cleans it, makes it ready for new food. Have you ever been made ready for Christ, emptied of self, emptied of your pride, emptied of your unbelief, emptied of your own way, like these people here, these Pharisees, thinking they could lord it over the Lord Jesus, and he taking them to task and saying, you don't even repent as much as the publicans and the harlots. They enter the kingdom of God. Yes, poor sinners can enter the kingdom of God when they know they're poor and need Christ. Have you ever needed Christ? Have you ever found Christ? Has he found you?
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship.
Praise the Lord.